Welcome into Public Perspectives here on AM 1340 KXCO. Ray Michaels joined by Nancy Early with the Relay for Life of Audrain County. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing fine. It's been a little bit of a challenging week weather-wise, but we're on the upswing now, so I think we're okay.
I agree.
You know, it is hard to believe that the silver anniversary of the Relay for Life of Audrain County is coming up this year. Now, I know you're always looking for new blood to join in and bring in some new ideas. There's a leadership team meeting coming up a little bit later this month. What are the details on that?
So the meeting is going to be on Tuesday. I love this. Tuesday, February 22nd. So it's on 2/22. You can't forget that. And it will be at 5:30 at Color Me Blue.
And that's on the square in downtown Mexico?
Yes, it is.
And Sharon's been pretty active in the relay the last few years, right? That has Color Me Blue?
Uh-huh. She has been. And, you know, that's what we're really trying to get to build our leadership team. And when we say come and volunteer and help, you don't have to do lots and lots of things. You know, you can come and help the day of the event, or you can help with survivor events before, or help get luminary bags ready. There's just help with publicizing the event. There's just a lot of things. So you can do as little as you want to and as much as you want to.
So you can kind of customize it to what your schedule is, based on what time commitment you have available, correct?
Exactly, exactly.
And you try to match folks maybe with their strengths. If maybe they're a cancer survivor that wants to help with the survivor dinner and the survivor activities.
Exactly. You know, because everyone has things that they like to do. And that's what, to be successful, you have to be interested in what you're doing. So we want them to come and hear what we have to offer and to choose what they would like to do, what they would be like to be involved with.
And is this the first event leadership team meeting for this year's relay?
It is.
Okay.
It is.
So you're kind of getting in on the ground floor this year if you want to be part of it. And again, that's February the 22nd, Tuesday evening at 5:30 down at Color Me Blue. I still need to get in there and do some painting with Sharon.
You do. It's fun.
It is. And especially if it's a fundraiser for Relay, I'm sure some team somewhere will be doing that later on as a fundraiser, I would think.
You better pay attention because they will. They always do.
That's what I thought. When, how many teams typically take part in the relay? And then how many people are on a team? What's kind of the range?
So we have had over the last few years anywhere from 10 to 15 teams. The teams can have a couple people, or they can have, you know, 50 people. It doesn't matter how many people are on the team. We just want them to come out, have fun, you know, work before the event, raising money and promoting what the relay is all about. But also, it's possible to come out that evening and set up at the event. And a team, if there is someone that, you know, they want to do all of these things before the event, but that night they're just not able to be there, they can still have what we call a ghost team and be there and participate in everything.
Okay. Now, is there a certain minimum that a team has to raise?
No.
Okay.
We will take whatever anyone is able to raise. We have teams that have raised $100, and then, of course, we have teams that have raised over $20,000. So,
sure. And it depends on the size of that team, too.
Yes, it does. And we also have teams that raise funds all year long that
right.
work, mm-hmm, that do events, fundraisers every month throughout the year.
And it's interesting to see what folks do as fundraisers. I know some are, you know, serving at auctions and things like that as fundraisers, mm-hmm. and others may do something creative like the painting projects and things like that. So it's
right.
a unique way to show your strengths if you're on a team.
It is, and it's also a way to really promote Relay, the American Cancer Society, promote survivors and why they're there fighting the fight. And it just amazes me sometimes the fundraisers that people come up with and the things that are out there that you can do.
Nancy, how did you get started in Relay?
So the first Relay was July the 10th, 1998. And my grandmother was actually diagnosed with cancer that day. Dr. Taylor had been pushing for me to come out and check out the Relay, to put a team together. And I had gone to the hospital, and my grandmother had received this news that day, and it was like, okay, this is a sign that we're supposed to be there. So I took my three teenage kids out there, and they called friends, and I called some friends, and we took tents. And at that time, it was at the MMA, and you were on the middle part of the track, and there, like, it was just an event with some music, and but they didn't have like food or anything. You brought your own things, and so we did, and we came out and we participated in it. We stayed until it started storming. about 1:30, 1 o'clock in the night. So they called it at that time and then had everyone come back the next morning to present awards and everything. So, that's how we got started. Dr. Taylor, thanks to him.
Sure.
Is how. Mm-hmm.
Now, was it your grandmother's diagnosis that is the most important thing to you personally, or what is it about Relay that's most important to you?
I think that it is my grandmother, but it's also the fact that I have another grandmother, a grandfather, and my dad, and numerous friends that have all at some time been diagnosed with cancer. And I just think that eventually at some time, and probably not in my lifetime, will there be a cure for every type of cancer, but they are making, steps every day in the scientific world with the success of finding things to help individuals mm-hmm. that have cancer.
Well, and it all starts with one person, and that was Gordy Klatt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing what one person can do if you set your mind to it.
Definitely. And that's, I think, when they started the Relay here, it was what Dr. Taylor and Linda Reed put their minds to and started the Relay here. And that's why it became so successful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's grown. And I think that it also, they have made it where we understand why it's so important that we're out there raising money for the American Cancer Society.
Well, and it goes back to something you said in the first segment, too. You have to do what you love, and this is either a passion or it isn't. There's no real in between.
No, there really, really isn't. In taking care of people every day and different ones that will maybe have just had a cancer diagnosis or had cancer several years ago, or in my own family, it just reaches out and it touches you. And it's like, it's in your blood and you've got to go forward and you've got to give it everything you have.
That's very, I couldn't have said that any better. Now, if somebody's on the fence about joining a team, creating a team, or joining the event leadership team, sell Relay. Why should they join Relay?
I think that, to me, the first thing that I would have to say would be to help people, to be out there and to help someone, because you know whether you raise a dollar or whether you raise $1,000, that money is going to be used for the things that are needed in the community and for research. And I think that if you know that you can help one person, that's what matters.
Nancy, are there any special events planned for this year's Relay since it is the 25th anniversary?
Well, so that's what we're going to be doing, is kicking off our event leadership team with that meeting and start planning those 25th anniversary celebrations, because, you know, we want to reach out. We want people to know how special Relay is, and 25 years. Wow.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, we will be doing a lot of celebrating with survivors. We're going to be doing some things there. We're excited because there is a program at the University of Missouri where there is a researcher there. So we're going to be learning about that. It's just, there's so many opportunities for us, whether it is fundraising, whether it's learning more about the American Cancer Society, and whether it's celebrating. But to me, the celebrating is what's going to be the most important thing this year, and celebrating survivors out there.
Now, do we have dates and times yet for the event?
So tentative date is September the 10th. And we do not have the time yet. I think, you know, we're probably looking at the downtown square again.
You read my mind, because that was my next question. Whether it was going to be downtown again or whether you were going to change locations. I know it's been in a number of different locations. Has the downtown area worked out well?
It has worked out really well. And, you know, one of the really great things is the downtown, the Village Square, and the people that are downtown, they're so supportive of everything and they've helped tremendously. And I just think that our community, the businesses and individuals have supported us throughout the years that we have been doing this. And so we are at this point, that's where we're thinking it's been. It's just worked out really, really well. The setup has.
Well, good. And you know, with it being the 25th anniversary, maybe some of the downtown businesses can kind of tie that into a theme for the day of 25th anniversary specials or something.
Right.
Just my two cents.
I think it's wonderful, a great idea. And that's a really good two cents to put in.
Well, so, I can come up with, you know, even a blind pig finds a truffle now and again. So,
as we've said earlier, there are so many different ways that we can be out there and support. And whether you're volunteering for the ELT, whether you're on a team, whether you come out that day, or whether you just come that evening or however long the event is and participate that day, or maybe come and listen to music. You know, there's so many things over the next several months that you can do to help with fundraising.
That's
and
true.
And with recognizing Relay for Life.
And again, the event leadership team meeting, the first one for the 25th anniversary of the Relay for Life of Audrain County, coming up Tuesday, February 22nd, 5:30 that evening at Color Me Blue in downtown Mexico. Nancy, thanks for taking time out of your schedule this morning to come in and be a part of Public Perspectives. We appreciate it, and we will check in as we get closer to the event and get some updates.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are more than welcome. Nancy Early with the Relay for Life of Audrain County, our guest on Public Perspectives. We'll do it again next Saturday morning at 8 here on AM 1340 KXCO.